howdy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zahiri.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two moody doctors.
The question was as follows. It says, for Dr. Z, as a bald person, when you wash your face, where do you stop?
As a
bald person, when you wash your face, where do you stop?
I'm
apparently disqualified.
That is the most hateful thing I've heard today.
They didn't sign their name either, so I have no idea.
No, of course they didn't. Yeah. When I wash my face, where do I stop? Where does it stop? So there is face cleanser.
Right.
Facial cleanser. There is scalp cleanser. Tea tree scalp cleanser. I'm usually clean shaven, or more so, but I'm not right now. I don't think this is an actual question. I think this is just a barb, right? They're just wanting to be hateful. Yeah.
They're just trying to stir the pot a bit.
Yeah, I think they're trying to. Were they successful?
I think that's more up to you than me.
Tell me, read the question again.
It says, for Dr. Z, as a bald person, when you wash your face, where do you stop? I think that what they want to know is, like, would you just take one cleaner and just kind of keep going all the way up and over? Which sounds efficient, I get, but the top of the head's different from the face.
It is. When I'm washing my face, I stop and switch to a different product where my face stops.
So would you officially label that, like, right above the eyebrows? I think I'm anticipating them wanting an exact, like...
I would say forehead.
Forehead,
We clean our forehead with our face.
I mean, it's really probably no different than if someone had a full head of hair, where do you stop washing your face and where do you start using, like, hair shampoo?
Yeah, they just wanted to point out that I'm bald. Which I appreciate.
What I'm waiting for is a follow-up question where they say, we want a panel discussion between you and Dr. Robinson and Dr. Lang. Let's see if it all lines up.
Maybe. Like a bald conference. Dr. Robinson and I have very similar... we have a little bit of hair, right? I mean, I shave mine.
Right.
It's buzz. I don't. But... Dr. Ling, though, his is like, it's not just bald.
It's polished.
It's like spot on. I mean, Dr. Robinson looks great, too. They both look great. Just very different approaches. Dr. Ling's got it to a T. Looks good. Shiny. He's got
the shiny
bald. Mine is like... I don't know. Doll. I'd love to know who submitted that question.
Pressure's on.
Pressure's on.
Reveal thyself.
For Dr. Z, as a bald person, when you wash... Not... Notice they wrote when.
Right.
As if there are times when I don't wash my face. It's almost like when you choose to wash your face. Does my face look dirty or something? When you choose to wash your face, where do you stop?
Though, I mean, I'm sure for a lot of people, especially freshmen who are trying to get their life together, they would insert this with, people wash their face?
Oh, no. When you wash your face. I stop where my face stops.
That's fair.
I suppose that's the common sense response, right?
I would think so. I would think that thought should be in everybody's mind, which would eliminate the need for this question.
But it's a clever question.
It is.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. It's fun.
I like how they categorized you, though, as a bald person, as if, like, here is...
Yeah. They put me right in that box, the yep. bald box. Okay, well,
right. Do it confidently. Who cares?
I'm fine with bald. I'm fine with the bald box.
If I started thinning too much, I think I would just shave it all. I'd rather do that than have, like, balding spots.
Do you remember when I first came to UA in 2011? I had hair, and it was very much like yours. You maybe don't remember this. You maybe don't even know. But people confused us.
The two of us?
Uh-huh.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
People would call me Dr. Woosley, and I would say...
Actually, yeah.
No.
And we're kind of built the same.
I was thinner than two, and I had...
As if you're not thin now.
People still now and then will ask if we're related.
Interesting. So what you're saying is we need to somehow find a balance between our two heads, and then one of these days we can dress the same, and I'll excuse myself to go to the bathroom during class piano, and then you can go back in.
It might work.
It might work.
Well, I mean,
that's pretty close quarters, though.
I could see if someone said these are brothers.
Yeah.
I could see that. But
should just let people wonder.
Yeah.
Maybe we are related.
Maybe. Anything's possible.
That's right. That's right. If you just believe.
If you just believe. Yeah. In case you're wondering, as far as we know, we're not related.
Unless there's something our parents are hiding from us very well.
No.
Which is possible. I tend to be pretty oblivious in life. But...
You're not oblivious.
To some things. But hey, I noticed your tie clip today.
Thank you. You did.
Yep.
You know what you did not notice?
The tie has a quilt.
Oh, maybe you almost noticed. It's a new tie.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I would have known that it was a new tie, because I don't know your tie collection well enough, but...
Okay, nice. Fair point. Thank you. It made me happy. I like the little flowers, the variety of flowers. And thank you for noticing the tie clip. I feel... Endorsed? That's not the word I want.
Justified? No. Recognized.
Recognized. I like that. I feel right. Seen. I feel
seen. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Thank you. Okay. So you're scratching through the bald question?
Maybe I should just scratch it all off.
Did it. Okay.
All right.
Yep. Goodbye. Thanks for the hateful question about my baldness.
If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way.
See you real soon.